You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hi, this is Jacob from Alabama, and you're listening to That Story Show, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
The volume of what came out of my body could have been measured on the Richter scale.
Hey, how you doing, podcast people? This is That Story Show. The whole deal with our show, by the way, is not to offend you, but to brighten your day with hilarious real-life stories. This is episode 272, brought to you the week of October 18th, 2018. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and with me is my good friend,
John Steinklauber, the voice of voiceness, people. I don't know.
It's okay. Sorry. It's all right. It's like I said, every week is like your first week podcasting. It is. It's fresh and new. With us today, I'm very excited to say, is John Steinklauber, but also almost just as good as that is we have a fan favorite, the creator of Axe Cop, Bearmageddon, writer for Babylon Bee, and VeggieTales in the House, and sporter of a pinched nerve in his neck. It's Ethan Nicole. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Ethan.
Hey, me back.
How much medication would you say you're on right now?
I only take ibuprofen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a drug. A so,
oh, yeah. Times that's enough to take.
Just
care
kidding.
Of
I don't take 10 times. A lot of ice. I wear like a giant ice vest sometimes, and ooh. I wear like electro shock my neck, and I have like a pinched nerve bulging disc thing from sitting wrong while I draw. So,
daggum.
Watch your posture, kids.
Is that seriously it? I mean, is it? It's because of that, huh?
That's the best that they can figure out because it's right where I used to lean on my elbow very hard while I draw, and it goes all the way. It's pinched in the nerve, and then it goes all the way down. The nerve goes all the way through my arm, and the elbow hurts the worst. And it goes all into my fingers. Dang. Luckily, it's my left arm though, so it's not my drawing arm. So,
are you you on a surgery? Are you going to surgery, or is it you trying to?
I've tried everything from like acupuncture, physical therapy. I've done like a few different physical therapists. So I'm whittling away to the point I've done a couple different chiropractors. I'm whittling away to the point that I think I'm starting to wonder if I'm going to have to do surgery.
Well, haven't tried a shaman yet, have you? I mean, you mentioned a few Eastern.
I've done like seven shamans.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Seven.
Yeah. I've been all over the world.
You got to try it.
Have you been to a Benny Hinn revival?
Every essential oil you can imagine, my wife's slathering on me. I'll stop right there.
She dropped it into every orifice. Hold still, honey. I keep missing.
You're not stopping.
I just want to know what peppermint feels like. That's all.
I have a story that's inappropriate for this show. May I have to do it. Essential oils.
That's a different show.
And a mishap.
We'll start
it. We'll just say that the lemon kind is very, it burns a lot. So careful how you use it. Anyway. Stop there, yeah.
Burns. Oh, man. It burns.
It's very concentrated.
The last time we had you on the show was when you were like a semi-regular.
I think I was like 7 years old.
Oh. I think. You were not married yet.
Yeah.
You were still hungry. And
very lonely, yeah.
You had lots of time.
And yeah, you could record it any old time you wanted. Now look at you. I can see you, and you have a nice headboard.
I'm laying in my master bedroom.
Exactly. You have sheets that match, so that means you're married, and somebody's taking care of you. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And you're laying down, which means you probably need to.
And you got two kids. What the heck?
All they work.
Yeah, well, I got two kids, plus I got two stepkids, so I got a house full.
Wow.
Yours, mine, and ours.
So that's the thing, guys. Come podcast with us and then stop, and your life will just blossom. I like to blame us. I just basically am just trying to take credit for everything. We got you started. I mean, you had a hand in it, I'm sure. But you
was my main pickup line when I met my wife. I was like, ever heard of nobody's listening?
A little show I used to do. You ever heard of Fresh Hot Pizza, baby?
That story show it's going to be called one day.
That's right. We're going to ruin our legacy by changing our name. Nobody will be able to find us when they look for us again. Well, anyway, I don't know what we used to do back then, but we used to call it Weekly Update. Now we call it the Weekly Rewind. Rewinding. All right. So now we're going to rewind the week and go back the last 7 days or so. Sometimes we go all the way to high school. That's what John did last week. So we'll let our guest go first.
Okay. Mine's not a very big one, but
that's okay.
As people who know of me know that I have a bear obsession. I do a comic called Bearmageddon, and then I got a book that I got made a Kickstarter. I was just about to go to the printers called Bears Want to Kill You.
Yes.
And
I own a t-shirt with a bear.
Yeah, you bought one of my bear sheets.
A bear centaur kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm. You were one of the two people to buy one.
And I'm the reason the other guy bought one. So, Peter,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're starting a movement, man.
You almost cut me even on the advertising I bought to try to sell it. So
my wife hates it, by the way.
Selling shirts is hard.
Hates the shirt because it has because it has tidbits on it. That's what.
Oh, bare nipples.
Yeah.
Oh,
you gotta be specific and say tidbits. That can mean a lot of stuff.
Tidbits is our code name for that, though, isn't it, John?
Okay, sorry.
I thought it was masculoids.
No, that's the entire area. The chestular region is masculoids. Yeah, okay. The tidbits are the little bits. But I was at a Mod Pizza, and I got lots of comments as they tried to figure out, because it's one of those images of it's a bear with a man's chest and bear arms, and then the whole body of a bear, like a centaur. Mm-hmm. But you don't really, your mind can't conceive the whole thing at the same time. And so they're staring and they keep commenting as new features present themselves. And all I could do, staring. All I did was just took my little fingers and covered up his tidbits for him. So.
Nice.
Sorry about that. So Bearmageddon.
So the story is that I have a son. He's 1 year old. 1 year old. His name's Calvin. And he doesn't talk a lot yet. He says da-da. And then for mama, he says like mm-hmm. For sissy, he goes like but he doesn't even really say those words yet.
Yeah.
He just learned his next word, his next full word. It was bear. He can say bear now.
No way.
I said we were in my man cave, and my man cave has bears all over it. There's like a bear head on the wall. There's like little, like I got this like 70s cologne that's made of a bottle that looks like a bear, and there's like just bears everywhere in there. And so he kept pointing at him, so I'd be like bear, and he pointed at him, and I'd say bear, and then suddenly he goes bah.
No way.
The cutest pronunciation of the word bear ever. So
that's my big
moment this week.
You're proud.
My son says bear.
I don't even have a story
before he can
like
say
that.
Mom, he said bear.
That's impressive.
That sucks. It sucks bad enough that they say dad first, and it's yeah. only because it's easier for them to say yeah. it. I've done a little research, you know, on YouTube.
He was getting pretty close to saying brother. He'd say bubba. Mm-hmm. He's doing the buh, so he's pretty close to Barry. He just goes bah.
Oh, man. Well, he's doing better than my son. He's 10 years old, and he's still rubbing his chest for please and milking the cow to ask for milk. So yeah, no, he's
I never realized how universal that was till I had kids.
Yeah,
those hand signs.
Yeah, they learn those things, man. They'll do it quick. My son had hearing problems. And so we taught him some basic sign language just so we wouldn't hurt him, you know, not that you should hurt people that can't hear. I'm just saying he was wailing a lot to try to get his point across. And once we taught him a couple of signs, he was like, we realized we loved him. So
takes a while.
Takes a little while. John, you want to go next?
Yeah, I guess so. Since we're talking about kids, let me talk about my youngest. Both of them, I mess with my kids a lot. You know, I think we've established that over the, that and cut the grass and help out around the house. And then of course, carry on the family name. That'll come later, of course. So I like to mess with them a lot about, you know, Johnny's at the age now where he's noticing girls and, you know, so I'll mess with, hey, who's your girlfriend and stuff like that. And he's like, nobody, I'm not dating anybody. Of course, we've told him he can't date until he's 40.
Right. 35.
So 35. Yeah.
I think 40 is a little much.
You think? Yeah, I guess so. So I was messing with him the other day. I said, hey, Johnny, how's your girlfriend? He's like, Dad, I'm not dating anybody. His voice is deep now. Dad, I'm not dating anybody. I know. I'm not. I'm just teasing with you, son. And so I talked to James. I said, James, who's your girlfriend? He says, nobody. I'm broke. Well, he's learned it early at least.
And how old is he? He's 9, right? Or 8?
He's 9 now. He turned 9 last week.
He's learning early. Both of your sons are just, they're getting there, man.
Yeah, I don't, it's weird to think that James was born in the midst of my being new with this podcast thing.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, so he's grown up and they both listen to the show now and they're like, Dad, can I listen to the podcast before I go to bed? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good for him, but yeah, might as well let him. My son, every single morning when we get in the car to go to school, he says, can you turn on the show? That's what he says. It's super quick. Cause he's one of those kids that's afraid to ask for anything. Like he's the youngest and usually in the family, isn't the youngest one supposed to be the one that's brave and goes and asks the parents for whatever?
That's like, right. We'd all send my little sister to do that.
Yeah. Well, he's the one that's scared. And even in the morning, he'll say it super quick. Can you turn on the show? Can you turn on the show? Like, I'm going to freak out. No!
I'm gonna let you listen to the best thing in the world.
Oh, I suppose I'll turn it on and listen to my awesome show.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. It doubles awesome. As me being able to hear how stupid I am and how to fix it on the next episode. So
that's why I don't listen. So that's why I haven't gotten any better at this.
Because
one, I don't have time to do it. Two, I don't like the sound of my own voice. So.
Well, mine's real dumb. Mine, I'd have to rewind to this past summer when we went to Branson. We went to a restaurant where they sing to you. The waiters and waitresses walk around, serve your meal, and they share a cordless mic, and they will sing anything from Stand By Your Man to old country tunes to gospel. And on your table is their CD, No Pressure, but it's $12. Please buy the CD from the lady you just talked to for the last hour, you know? So, anyway, they're singing and they're doing all this different stuff, but the host, I swear I've seen him somewhere before. And it's not like I had to guess or even think about it. I knew who he was. And I was like, this guy is too famous to be here, but it is him. And it's probably some prank or it is some sort of TV spot. So I have to just say something, even though normally I would never do this in a million years. So the guy comes up and he's about to show us to our table. He has the voice and everything. And I said, "Sir, are you Jim Gaffigan?" And he looked at me like with his surprised look on his face. "No, no, I'm not." I'm like, "Are you sure?" He says, he just turns around and he looks at me like Jim Gaffigan would with that squinched up face, you know, like, and shows us to our table. And I couldn't make eye contact with him again for the rest of the entire meeting.
He didn't like turn around and say, "This guy's crazy."
No, he didn't do anything. And he could have doubled. He could be a Jim Gaffigan impersonator. I kid you not. I should have known because he was a little thin.
Oh.
But I never thought Gaffigan was fat anyway. He always says he's fat, you know, as part of his humor.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway. Boo.
Hey, yeah, Gaffigan ever becomes like a dictator or something, then you could have him as the double who eats the food and goes out and makes public appearances.
Oh, what movie was that? Was it Dustin Hoffman that did an old movie like that? Oh, I can't remember.
I don't know.
Anyway. Before we get in, what?
I just like the idea of Jim Gaffigan being a dictator of a nation. Be really entertaining.
They're all eating Hot Pockets out there.
Hot Pockets. Love Jim Gaffigan. Hey, before we get into the featured story, Ethan, tell me what you've been up to lately. Tell the folks where they can find you online and what they need to be following and paying attention to and all that stuff.
Well, my website is ethannicole.com. Nicole is N-I-C-O-L-L-E. That has a lot of links. You can find me on Twitter at AxeCop, A-X-E-C-O-P. My book right now, it's going to be going, like, if you want to get the special edition of my Bears Want to Kill You book, the hardcover with the slipcase and all the doodads and extras, it's going to be only available to the end of this month. If you go to the Kickstarter for Bears Want to Kill You, there's a link there. You can go to the pre-order. And so that's like that's kind of the most time sensitive thing. And the other thing to announce at the moment is I'm working finally on a podcast with my friends, Mike Nelson from Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Rift Tracks.
Oh man.
And Doug Knapel of Earthworm Jim.
No, awesome.
The podcast is going to be called Audio Mullet. Because
Audio Mullet.
It's super lame, but we think it's cool.
Yeah.
And, it's like party up. Business up front, party in the back, right?
Yeah. So, it's just all the lame stuff we like to talk about. It's, so stuff that we shouldn't talk about, really.
Right.
Politics and faith and stuff that we lose our jobs for talking about, but we're going to talk about it anyway. So I'm excited to do that. We did our first kind of test run episode the other day, and I released it on my Patreon. You can go check out my Patreon if you want. patreon.com/EthanNicole. And I think that's mostly it. I mean, I don't know. I'm working on almost done doing my final edits on my book, Ollie Possum.
Yes.
Got published. So it's going to be getting published. And so, yeah, I'm excited about that. Two books to finally get
a kid's
brand
book,
new books done.
A kid's book about a kid facing his fears. And
now you read it, right?
Yes. 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 My kids loved it. So
cool. Yeah, that's my favorite thing I made. I really like it. So I'm excited to get it done. Pitching it as a movie, too, whenever I can. I've been going around certain places in Hollywood and trying to convince them this needs to be a movie.
Throwing possums at people. Hey! Did you like that?
Filming in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's being filmed here anyway, so filming in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
So
Georgia's big for... Or, dude, yeah,
big for possums,
movie
too.
That came out just recently, the House with a Clock in the Wall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's Noonan right there.
Really?
Most all of it, yeah.
That's crazy.
Super cool.
That's where John lives. That's why he's bringing it up.
Oh, sorry, stalkers.
Everybody in California votes for super high taxes and everything, so then they get all mad when they have to go out to Georgia to do their filming.
Yeah, Georgia's like, "Well, y'all can do it here for free, man. Just come on down."
That's right.
We don't mind.
Ever since Fried Green Tomatoes filmed, it's we're just down for anything.
We got The Walking Dead right over there.
Yeah, I was gonna say Walking Dead, right?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got to
see that symbol at the end of like almost every show I watch. It's like there's the big Georgia peach that pops up.
That's right.
Up.
It's at the end of the Avengers and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, they filmed that just down the street.
It's nuts.
And I literally mean just down the street.
I would die if I lived where you live or where Ethan lives. I would just, I'd be busy all the time.
We want you dead.
Running around, chasing people. Just let me touch you.
It's kind of fun.
They hide. It's not that easy.
I could make it. Some people are talented. I could make it look easy. They'll be like, hey, that guy, that James guy, man, he makes touching celebrities look easy.
You could make your own Instagram.
My old roommate, he would like, if he saw a movie being filmed, he'd like peek in and look at what everyone was wearing. He'd run home to our house, throw on whatever like outfit looked like it would fit in. And he'd just sneak in and act like he was an extra.
No
He'd come
way.
Home and be like, yeah. Like, I'm forgetting his name. The guy that played Harry Osborn's son in Spider-Man is really famous.
Oh, my Franco. Gosh.
Franco, yeah.
James Franco.
Oh, yeah. I was just in a James Franco movie tonight. There.
No way.
He just goes
unpaid extra.
Unpaid extra. He just goes to like talk to everybody. And
that's great.
He's a character. He's kind of like the Mexican Kramer. He's calling. That's another story.
Well, I can't wait.
Weird guy.
I can't wait to hear your podcast, Audio Mullet, right?
Audio Mullet.
All right.
Just follow me on Twitter or something and you'll find out.
I would say if you need a show art, you know who to talk to, but daggum, two artists and an actor, producer, writer. Yeah, you don't need any help from anybody like me. So congratulations on
that. And Perry Grip did our theme song.
We got
a theme
song.
Yeah. Holy cow.
I don't know.
So
holy
jealous.
Crap.
Holy crap for real. Ah. Okay. So there we go. Now I'm happy for you.
So he had to get that one out.
Push one out.
You just had a baby for you right there.
It was a jealousy baby. It's a dirty thing. I'm going to let the dog eat it. So
that's dirty jealousy baby.
It's horrible.
All right, it's time for a feature story.
Let me tell y'all a story. Let me tell y'all a story.
And that goes to Ethan Nicole today. We drew straws and we figured the special guest should bring it. So
fantastic.
The floor is yours.
Well, I feel like I've told you guys all my best stories, so this one's going to be a little bit more roundabout, but it's a very embarrassing story because it's about a huge crush that I had on a girl, and her name was Nicole, which is my last name. So I would have really needed to really impress her for her to want to get married to me.
I never
become
meant to
named
be.
Nicole.
I'll change my last name for you, baby.
She wanted to be a pop singer, and I think that would be a good pop singer name, Nicole with one L, and Nicole with two L's. It's like got a good ring to it. So I thought I could like convince her that way. So this girl, she wanted to be in a band. She was a really good singer, and my band was kind of like I've been in many bands, but this was before the one that I was in a band for like 7 years. That this was before that my really serious band, and I knew plenty of guys that could do a band. So I literally started a band. Just because I wanted to be around her.
Oh,
nice.
And I didn't like the. It was bad. It was not a good band. All the guys that joined the band started getting crushes on her too.
Oh my gosh! What was the name of the band?
We never could come with a band name, so it was called the Nicole Band.
That's so fitting.
We just did a few. We did a few shows. We wrote these songs. They were bad. I mean, I wrote some good guitar riffs because I was all inspired and in love. So I was writing these amazing guitar riffs, but she was the songs weren't good because I was letting she wasn't a songwriter, but I was treating her like I was like, oh, these are amazing. Good job.
Oh, wow.
Your lyrics move me.
We were doing like kind of like Evanescence, but it was before Evanescence. Like this is how far back this goes. It was like I was like the rapcore guy and she was the singer. You guys can imagine me doing rapcore.
I wish I could.
If you ever look up Lunar Active, my old band, it's LunarActive, Lunar Active. Okay. There's YouTube videos of me rocking out hardcore.
I need to see that. I do.
It's pretty funny.
We'll have to put that
it's
in
like
the
a
show.
past life for me. But so I would just latch on to anything she said that she would find attractive. So one time she said that the man she's looking for would be tall, dark, and handsome and play piano. And I'm like, well,
dang it.
I'm not short and I'm not dark. I'm very white. But and I'm not handsome, but I could lose weight. So I started working out like crazy. And then I also started taking piano lessons.
You really liked
like
her.
I can learn piano. I can play guitar, nothing. I can play bass, I can sing.
88 keys, nothing.
Yeah. So I started taking guitar lessons from this guy, or piano lessons. And anyway, it just kind of kept getting worse and worse. Like these ladies that worked with her mom worked with this other lady, and they liked me a lot. I was the guy that like girls' parents loved. They're always like, oh, they always want, everyone wanted me as a son-in-law. The girls didn't like me. And that was always like a turnoff, you know?
Yeah.
And,
my parents like you.
So they would like talk to each other, and they were all excited, and they'd convince me that she liked me back. So one night I took her out and like confessed my feelings to her, and she completely turned me down.
Oh.
But I didn't give up.
Oh, well, good.
Okay.
So it went on and on. And at this time I was driving a minivan because I was a Young Life leader. You guys know of being youth group leaders.
Yeah.
Yep.
That a minivan can be very handy. And I was also in a rock band, and that can also be very handy for that.
Extreme.
I'd always had crummy used cars growing up poor. And one day I borrowed this family's minivan for a church trip, and I just loved it. And I was too, I've never been a guy that like is into cars, so I didn't realize how lame it was to like be a single guy that owned a minivan, but I ended up buying my own minivan. And at the time I worked at like a sign shop where I made decals for cars.
Oh boy.
And,
oh man.
And so like, there was like car clubs, you know, like guys would have like a guy have a Mustang, and then in Old English, they'd have Mustang across the windshield and Old English stickers, you know?
Yeah.
To pimp it out. So as a joke, I put in Old English across the windshield of my minivan.
I was hoping you were going to say Nicole, and then I was going to die on your behalf.
Nicole, yeah.
Maybe that would have
changed. One of the weirdest things I did, too, to her, I was acting like I was just playing games with her, but like, because I could make stickers. I could match stickers. Like I could see a sticker, take a picture of it, and I could make that same sticker. So she had one of those. I don't even know what they are. It's like a sticker that you get when you go to some other country or something. Maybe she went to Finland, maybe. And it's just Finn, F-I-N, in like a white oval, you know?
Yeah.
So I kept sneaking up at night. I'd stop by and put a different sticker on the car next to the Finn. So like if one was M-U-F, so it was Muffin. And then I kept doing all these different ones, so it spelled something different. Just stupid.
She's like, "Where are these stickers coming from?"
I can't remember the other ones.
The things we do to try to win over the ones we love.
So mainly the story is getting to the way that it ended. And so one night in my minivan, I'm with all my friends, and they're at my house. Me, my brother, my friend Anthony were roommates, and then a bunch of guys were just hanging out. And she was there. The band guys were there. And we're supposed to get Subway. And I was very hungry for Subway. And everybody was like, it was one of those times where like you're talking about going to do something, but everybody keeps changing their minds. And like,
right.
You know, we can't just get in the car and go. So finally, like, I'm getting in the van and I'm going to Subway. So everybody piled in, and they're still like, you know, going back and forth about what we're going to do. But I slam on the gas and back up, and wham, I caved in the driver's side door of Nicole's car.
Oh.
Completely just crushed it in. And I saw a side of her I'd never seen before. Like she fell down on my lawn and freaked out.
Like angry or emotional?
Both. Just like, it was weird. It was like in that moment I snapped out of my crush.
I bet
like,
you did.
It was weird. Like, and I was like, I was freaking out because I had been in an accident that was my fault, but my insurance had gone up, and I was already like struggling with the payments on the stupid minivan. and I was like, I had just realized in that moment, like, I'm not gonna be able to afford the insurance and the payments on this thing. I'm not making that much money right now. And I was like, you know, holy crap. And
right. You had more to freak out than she did.
Yeah, because my insurance is going to cover her.
So they didn't
I had just
they didn't give you a discount when you put minivan across the front, because that should lower your rates right there. It's like this guy is
lowers a lot of things.
He's not driving like a maniac.
People's expectations mainly.
So I cave in somebody's Honda Civic. So anyway, freaked out. I had actually just gotten new insurance, so I'd only made one payment to the insurance company.
Oh.
And so I did the claim. They paid for it. They covered the door. And I realized I was just going to I sold the minivan. And the amount of money I could sell it for was about $3,000 less than I still owed on it.
Oh, my gosh.
So I sold it. I had $3,000 in debt. And at that time, that was a lot of money for me to try to pay off. So it was like a year's worth of like. So I actually like walked for a year.
Wow.
I walked to work. I worked two jobs. Walked in the rain. I lived in a very rainy part of the country, so I walked in the rain a lot. But the one small victory was that the insurance company only got one small payment out of me. then I sold the van and quit. So
there you go.
So that was one small little victory towards the insurance company, but
so she,
not, I mean, that's basically the story. I don't know. I just,
she lost her crap though, huh? Right in the middle.
She lost her crap. Yeah. She was,
man,
it was really like, it was very unhinged. It was like, I suddenly saw us like in a fight in marriage and I went, oh man, like this is not, you don't want this. I saw that she was
a dangerous
woman.
Life zoomed in on your eye. And
yeah,
it went into
I went
your
right
mind.
Through a whole life with her in a moment.
And then back out.
I would rather be a walking homeless man for a year.
With Nicole.
She ended up dating almost all the other guys in the band besides me. So.
How much longer did the band last after that?
It was done. But
why is that so funny to me?
Everybody, it's like she's getting you back for that dented door.
Thank
I'm
you,
date everybody but you.
Thank you for naming your band after me. Your next drummer, boy.
Oh, that's pretty much it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, but yeah, I weighed a few different stories around my head, but I guess I went with that one.
So, what was it that drew you to her in the first place?
You know what? I don't know. The women that I was into, I would get these crazy crushes that I could not. I look back and I go, why? And I think it was just that it felt like she was. I think I was. It was hard enough for me to get, like, because I was working as a youth pastor, so I was never around anybody my age.
Right.
And then, so the very times I was, and I had an in, you know, I was like, you know, I had an in with her because I had a band, or I could do a band with her, and like, but really, when I look back, I mean, and she even said it like this, she was so wrong for me. And she's totally right. There's just no, there's no chemistry or nothing there. You know, I was a very lonely guy. And I create these fantasies in my head. I like to confess these stories. I think a lot of guys go through that now to know that it's
now that
real.
You've said something, I agree. I had a moment in my, or a period of time in my life. It was right after high school, but before my life really kind of took off. I think it's that age between 19 and 25 where men just kind of, especially men with no aspirations or talent, or maybe men with talent but no aspirations have or no opportunities. Like, we kind of wallow around in life there. Well, I became friends with this girl named Amy. And Amy wasn't ugly, per se, but she wasn't beautiful. She wasn't beautiful. And she was about a good foot and a half taller than me. But we started hanging out as friends. And I kind of, this is so stupid. I'd forgotten all about this.
Flashback.
But I was struggling. I was walking everywhere. I didn't have any money. And her family was rich. And I kind of put all the pieces together, and little old young stupid James became very shallow all of a sudden. And I'm like, I'm going to get this girl to fall for me.
Yeah, you get that idea in your head and you'll do it. It's suddenly like you'll do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm
so
gonna win this
with an idea.
And she was clueless that I had any feeling. So I had access to the family and I was over there hanging out. You know, me and her sister were friends, the parents were cool. And then there's just this one day we're making a sandwich and she starts talking kind of quiet. And I kind of took that as a hint, like we should start talking intimately, you know, like, yeah, how are you? You know, that kind of stuff. And so I kind of stepped close to where our hips were touching and she got a little quieter. And what I didn't know is she was getting more and more uncomfortable. I thought she was getting
reaching for the pepper spray.
We were going to have this moment where, you know, we turned to each other and our faces were just a little too close together and we had to go ahead and smooch, you know. That's what I expected.
Over a ham sandwich.
Yeah. But so I reached my hand way around her because she was scaled up. She was a scaled up
some pillows.
She's tall.
No, I was standing at a counter. So I had to reach way around her. She wasn't my type. I like short girls. Always have. But I thought, you know what? This is what'll work. This will work. And she immediately did that little spin move where she spun out from behind it like it never happened. She never addressed it. We never talked about it again, but it wasn't very much longer after that I stopped getting invited over. And so my chances of being I don't even know what they would call that, a gold digger. didn't last very long. I wasn't good looking enough. I was still skinny back then though. So I don't know.
I have one short one too. This girl another one I was obsessed with who clearly had no interest in me. She was another youth leader at Young Life when I was part of it. And I was like the main leader at the time, like just below the main guy, but like I was down one and I was doing all the talks and like, I thought, oh, that must be really attractive to her. I'm like the guy that gives sermons and stuff. And, band leader, I play guitar. And so I had asked her, I told her that I liked her. That was the worst thing about me back then. I wouldn't just ask somebody on a date. I would tell them, I confess all my feelings.
Oh,
and so she turned me down. And then, but then my roommate,
it's too much, too quick. Yeah.
This surfer hippie guy, one of those guys that used to do a lot of drugs and found Jesus. You know, it's like this airheaded.
Yeah. They get all the benefits of drugs without any of the consequences. So they're all and cool like and laid back.
Yeah. He's like not doing drugs. But
I knew a guy like life, that. Man. I knew a guy like that.
Like he was convinced that we were meant to be together. Like he thought that would make a great couple. And she was the shy farm girl with this really devoted Christian family. And she's like, dude, she needs her dad's permission because they're very traditional over there. Mm. You should ask her dad, bro. And I never met her dad. I didn't even know the guy.
This is after
very
she's
serious,
already turned you
bearded
down.
Guy. She'd already turned me down. Ah. And he convinced me that this had to be it. So I called her dad one day on the phone, trembling, terrified, and I asked for his daughter's hand to,
to date
her. And he laughed at me. So, I don't think she's interested, but I guess if you want to ask her on a date, go for it.
Good luck.
I think she's interested.
She said, she said like, no, answer's still no. And she can tell she's been laughing a lot.
She's standing right next to me throwing up on the floor, but you can ask her if you want.
Oh man,
I always had this idea in my head that I was gonna like, you know, go confess all these feelings to a girl, and then that would like this magic moment where she'd been feeling the same thing at all coming.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't really work like that.
Yeah, that's in the stories, man. That's just in the stories. Yeah.
For our younger listeners, I just want you guys to know that young lonely guys, don't just ask them on a date. If they say no, move on.
Yeah,
that was the best advice I ever got.
Don't put yourself out there. Yeah, don't put your whole heart out there. My. Bless his heart, my little son last year had a little girl that suddenly liked him. And he had no interest and still has no interest in girls at all. He's 10. He just doesn't care. But he cared that she cared. And so he came home in the sweetest little innocent way, made a card for her and got, you know, like got one of his stuffed animals to give to her. And he brought all this to school. And at, when I picked him up afterwards, he just had this look on his face. And I was like, hey, buddy, how was today? And oh, he just burst into tears. And she hates me. She told everybody she hates me. And she changed her mind. And I mean, and me and him had to sit there for a half hour in the school parking lot in the truck and educate him about women and life. And I'm like, we have to take all the risks, man. It's just the way it is. But next time, you know, I'm trying to be nice, oh, but man. I want to tell him, you jumped in with both feet. What did you expect? You know, but I'm having to tell him, you know, just next time, what are we going to do? We're going to go slow. I'm like, exactly.
I'm just, only 10 years old.
So I'm going to have him listen to this too. And he can learn from Uncle Ethan.
There you go.
You don't put there your whole heart out.
And, yeah.
And
don't write a big long note.
Oh, oh, is that what you would do?
I would do that. I do that a lot. Yeah. Because I thought I was a great writer, you know?
Yeah. That would be freaky, I would imagine, for a female.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be weird.
Just a little
front
much.
And back. Oh, man. I did,
oh, I'd write.
He's,
right
he's naming so children. Sad. And
I put checkboxes on.
He's got a photo of the house they're going to live in.
Lay out all the evidence for why I know that we love you, where this is meant to be. And when I first. One of the first notes I wrote was just one of those simple ones where you did the, I wrote on the note, like this girl that was, I was 10, I think she, I just wrote, I like you a lot. Would you like me back? And I put check boxes. Yes. Check box. No.
There you
and
go.
I hid it in her desk. And then I waited and she didn't come back. She must've gone on a family vacation or something. She didn't come back to school for like 4 days.
Oh,
every day.
Man.
I just tensely watched. And then when she came back and I saw the look on her face, she found it. And she looked at me and was like, sitting in my desk, just like petrified. It took her forever to write until the next day. She finally, I found in my desk a note from her. It was my note and she had drawn on it and she had intricately drawn a shattered heart, like all these little tiny cracks in it with like pieces falling off.
What?
And she checked the note.
Oh!
Man!
Dang. So did she feel bad? Was the drawing motivated by her feeling like she knows she's going to let you down, or was that on purpose? And she's
I
like,
I think she was trying to be nice. Like she was trying, like she did like a no thanks, kind of like a little sad face.
I know I'm amazing and you're going to be shattered, but I still have to say no.
Oh man.
It's like my daughter. She's really cute and very popular and like outgoing. But she's not a butt about it. She's like the perfect blonde. She's kind of blonde. She really is. She's great. And so these guys crush on her and she couldn't care less. And she's not mean and she doesn't think she's all that about it. But I don't know if that's any better that she just flatly.
I think that's the best. That's
like she just doesn't care.
Girls that think that they need to like just be, well, we can just be friends and they try to like be friends and like. Do this middle ground. It's a terrible idea. I was like, my daughter, the guy likes you. Just tell him no and stay away.
I just don't know what it's like for the guy though. You know, you've got this crush on this perfect girl and she just doesn't even know how to take a hint, much less what to do if she got the hint, you know, she's just not there yet. So thank God. I pray that she never will be there ever. That I will never have grandchildren because this prayer. No. Well, thanks, Ethan. Man, way to bring back memories about my own experience torture with Amy. I'll tell you, Amy, though, what did it for me with her, what really did is she was an amazing singer. She could sing as high as Mariah Carey. And back then, that was huge.
I don't remember Amy. So I guess this was in the period of time when I headed off to college. Huh?
Yeah. You went off to get a life and I was still stuck in St. Mary's just wallowing around in life.
I didn't have much of a life, but I was a student. So I guess that's.
Well, it is time for us to get into what I like to call listener stories. All right, the first one's called Eyeliner. Hey, James and Fart Boy.
Hey.
Oh, it says in parentheses, John laughs.
I assume that's John, yeah.
But John,
though I am the pizza story guy, so I should be called Fart Boy too.
That's right. John, you spell pizza cooking?
He's got one in the oven. Hey, James and Fart Boy, this is your longtime listener, Bacon and Waffles. This is my name because I don't want my name butchered like Janusz Strzyzbeck. And he did. He had a name, dude. I almost put it in here just to tick him off. I have been here since episode 180, and I have been waiting so long to put this story in. So grab some popcorn and trash cans and enjoy. I guess the trash cans is for me to throw up in. One day,
mine's on the other side of the room.
One day, my grandpa decided to take my dad and my two uncles fishing. So they all grabbed all their stuff and they got in the boat. And I don't know if I've mentioned that my grandpa wasn't the best fisherman. No, I can confirm that you had not mentioned that.
It's new to me too.
Yeah, I didn't even know grandpa was there. Oh, grandpa said he decided to take the dad and the two uncles. Okay, I gotcha. The boat was pretty small, but everything was looking good until my grandpa cast his line. To get some distance, he cast his line behind him. And right when he was about to go forward, he heard a voice saying, Dad, stop. He quickly turned around to see the hook of his fishing pole was pulling on his oldest son's eye.
Oh,
lid.
Oh, gosh.
Eyelid.
Just the lid, though?
Just the lid. Yeah, I paused on purpose. I'm sorry. Just eyelid. It would have just gone through the lid. But yeah, it's hanging on the eyelid. After they removed it, he was fine. But I wonder, what I wonder is what would have happened if he casted his rod out? And I can tell you what would happen. You would have ripped his eyelid. He'd have like some sort of forked tongue for an eyelid. And he'd still be able to see when he closed his eyes. That's what would have happened.
That would be freaky.
It's scary. It's
gross. Might be good bait. You never know.
You're winking. You're winking what constantly.
What kind of fish you catch off of an eyelid? One of them there looking fish.
Looking at everybody like a parrot with one eye open all the time.
You get the whole fish colony in that lake hungering for human blood. That's a good idea. So that comes
not
to
just
us.
Any part of the human.
No, just the lids. Just eating off your eyelids. That's gross. That's a show right there. Fish, the piranha that specifically go after eyelids. And you just come out of the water and you just look like you're very surprised. All right, John, read us a story.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bacon and Waffles. And sorry, we can't butcher your name.
Yeah.
The name of the story or this story comes to us from Ryan in Kentucky, unless he's from a town called KY, which would be weird. But the name of the story is Snack Business. All right. I'm a mailman. And I have a nursing home I deliver to where their mailboxes are inside the building. Oftentimes, by the time I get there, the older folk are making snacks. Sometimes one of them will come up to me and share whatever they're making that day with me, which is awesome. And I concur. That would be totally sweet.
That would be cool. Perk of the job.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you work in an office environment, there's always, you know, snack bowls around or candy bowls. This is like the equivalent of that for a mailman, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a nursing home with snack people.
What kind of snacks are they nursing home? Like, I imagine a lot of oats and everything. cookies.
Little rice cakes cut into squares.
Lemon bars. Yeah.
Just whatever.
And gruel. We eat gruel here.
Curds and whey. I don't know.
Prune.
Wild guess.
Prune candy.
Bread pudding. Yeah.
Prunes.
Old-fashioned foods.
Werther's originals.
Well, one day an older lady was walking slowly with a large paper towel in her hand and a stern look on her face. I smiled and asked, "Oh, do you have a snack for me?" Oh, no. This can't be good. Oh, you got a snack for me? She continued to stare and slowly walked toward me, not changing the expression on her face. When she gets close enough to me, she opens up the paper towel. And to my surprise, it wasn't what I was thinking. I knew right away from the odor it wasn't something I would want to snack on that day. Yep. You guessed it. A diaper full of number two. Got a special delivery for you, young man. Oh, gee. With no workers around,
it doesn't say.
Would you be smiling or not if you were carrying your own diaper?
I don't think you would carry somebody else's around and just display it.
You got a snack for me, young lady?
Oh, here you go.
Very proud.
Well, he says, with no workers around, I really didn't know what to do. It was all I could do not to barf. Finally, she walked away back to do her own business, never changing her facial expression, never saying a word. Love the show and so pumped it's back. Thank you, Ryan in Kentucky.
Oh, gosh. You know, when we read stories so often, I will be reminded of a story of my own. But there are some stories where I'm so glad that there is nothing that comes to mind.
Oh, man.
And this is one of them. So
really?
Yeah.
I'm sure I can think of
something. No, it's okay. I've heard enough poop stories for today. Thank you. This one's called Hide and Stink.
It's not candy.
Yeah, it's from Kate. Hello, my name is Kate. I'm 12 years old. I live in Great Falls, Montana.
Awesome.
You asked for stories about trash, and I thought this one up. Or I thought up this one. Oh, did she think it up, or did it happen for real? I missed that part. Maybe she made it up. Well, I'm going to read it because I made it. I put it in here. But if you made it up, don't do that on my show. We don't do made up stuff. I'm going to pretend it was based in fact.
It's based. Okay. Everything's based in fact.
According to some people, I will read it and you guys help me decide if it's crap or not. Okay, here we go. My friend's name was Erin. She had her 8th birthday party at her house. She invited me, my other friend Cora, and her older sister Jessie. So we decided to play a game of hide and seek, and I ended up being the finder. Everyone else hid, and I counted to 50. I found Jessie and Cora pretty quickly because they both hid in the same bedroom. But Erin was nowhere to be found. Us three searched for hours. Now, that's made up. But we couldn't find her anywhere. Eventually, we were called inside for cake without Erin. And she wouldn't come out of her hiding spot when we yelled this. Suddenly, I thought I heard a strange sound coming from a metal trash can. And I took the lid off and I shouted for Jessie and Cora, because inside the full smelly trash can was Erin. She was sleeping and a rotten banana peel was sliding down her face. The next school day, we could still smell the wretched dumpster juice in her hair.
Come on.
I hope you found this story hilarious and nasty. Even if it doesn't make the show, thank you for the fantastic podcast, Kate. Real or crap?
Well, let me say this first. She's 12.
Yeah.
And she's in middle school.
Right.
So there could be some embellishment going on with this.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but for hours.
Banana peels sliding down her face, like the timing of that seems
perfect. Yeah. A little too perfect.
Yeah.
So, but there was enough detail in there about where they were hiding and the names of the people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was an actual event. I just don't know that I believe that somebody fell asleep in a trash can. I don't know if a girl that would do that.
Maybe she didn't have a sense of smell and she didn't care about. I've never known any girl that would actually climb into a trash can, but maybe, I don't know, middle schoolers would do that.
All right, possibly. It's time for this. Every now and then we have to rewrite a story. So it was me and my friends, and we were invited in Great Falls, Montana to a birthday party for my friend. And it was great. We decided to play hide and seek because that is one of the best games you can play at a birthday party. It's hide and seek.
In Great Falls, of all places.
And I counted to 50, which is a lot. It was great. I started looking around. I found Jessie and Cora pretty quickly, but Erin was nowhere to be found.
Nowhere.
We searched for hours. My mom got really upset. And very scared, she called the police. 911 came out. Policemen came through the room, looking and searching, shouting for Erin. We looked everywhere. There were even dogs involved. Suddenly, we heard a strange noise coming from one of the metal trash cans out in the garage. We knew that was probably Erin. So we approached. The dogs were growling, though. The policeman said, "Please don't go forward. Allow us, ma'am. This is our job." And the growling means something's wrong. We opened the trash can and all there was a human head.
Oh,
good.
With
God.
A banana peel slowly sliding down the floor.
Slowly sliding down.
Slowly sliding.
It was Erin. She was still conscious because in the other trash can was her torso and rest of her body. She had only recently been severed in an accident. She had jumped into one trash can, but closed the lid on the other, severing her own head.
She was unconscious.
I was thinking she found a saw in the garage and decided to like get really
really
intricate with this hiding.
You gotta find all of me.
Yeah.
You've only found half. Ha 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 ha.
Welcome to my little game.
You only found my binky.
So the policeman and the dogs had a good time bowling in the yard with the head.
Oh man.
And it was the best birthday party already. Great Falls, Montana had ever seen. Thank you. The end. There we go. There we go. Much better story. Much better story.
It was a little dark.
It was a little dark. That's okay. I couldn't think of anything else that would be in the trash can except for Stranger Things season 2. And I didn't want it. I didn't. That's where I was going. So yeah. I was like, human head sounds good. All right, John.
Stranger Things season 2.
Hit us with one more.
Okay. This comes to us from Savannah from Washington. Or Washington from Savannah.
No,
Savannah from Washington.
Savannah from Washington, yeah. Confusing.
The title of this story is Not Silent, Still Deadly.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mm. And forgive me for this cold that I'm sporting. It does make my voice sound kind of great. But,
it does. It does.
Yeah. Dear That Story Show, it's Savannah again. Uh-oh. I don't remember. Welcome back, Savannah. I've got another story for you.
We enjoyed your last story a lot.
Yes.
And we remember
it. I apologize. I don't remember what I ate for breakfast this morning, just so you know that there. Another great story for her, she says. When I was in sixth grade, I was put in a small private school.
Oh, sorry. Middle school.
Move out of the way, stupid.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, this is two middle school stories in a row.
I know, I missed the first one.
You read the first one.
I missed it, though.
You missed the
opportunity to cue those things.
My bad. Well, okay, so she was put in a small private school. And when I say small, I mean that the middle school itself only had 17 students and my class had 6 kids.
Wow, that's a lot of babies. For 17 students. They need to really think about going to a different kind of school.
Anyway. It's a small private school. That reminds me of the one that I kind of went to sort of a little bit. We were doing a quiet reading assignment at our desk when I suddenly felt an urge growing in my stomachs known as the need to pass gas. You know the feeling, right? The little rumbling.
Rumbling little and pressure. The tumbling. Yeah.
Was she stomachs plural?
Stomach? No, I'm sorry. I misread.
okay.
Urge. She's not a cow.
She's like a cow. Yeah, like 3 stomachs. It was 4.
My stomachs. Yeah, it is 4. Is the need to pass gas. That's what it was. So knowing my body and previous experiences, this is something that's happened before. I knew I could probably hold it in until class ended and then rush to the bathroom.
Oh.
My plan was going fine, at least until I... Wait, I'm sorry. I lost my place.
I know you're excited about the fart.
I know. Give me to the punchline. My plan was going fine, at least until I had planned to get up to grab something from across the room. As soon as I tried to move, a sound excreted from my body that sounded much like a wounded dog barking. That would be funny.
Sounded like somebody stopping real quick at a stop sign.
Somehow, by some miracle, it seemed as if no one had heard it. It was safe. I was safe. That was until I looked to my left and saw my classmate looking over at me in horror.
One person. It's always one.
It's always one person that hears it. It's probably the person that likes you the most, too.
Holy crap, Savannah. Holy crap.
I just care about you. That's all. No, it's a him.
Wait a minute. I just put a link between Ethan Nicole's crush and losing it when she lost it in the street. And I imagine this kid is looking at Savannah and immediately fell out of crush with her.
Right. Just about to put the note in your desk.
And he's pulling it back toward himself and just tearing it up slowly. Thank you, Jesus. Well,
Hey, well, the story gets better. She says, I gave him a look as if to say, if you ever tell anyone, you're dead.
Ooh.
We're not in touch anymore.
I have a secret set of skills.
I have a secret set of skills. The school's not even in existence anymore. They both lost touch. But I like to believe that he kept my little secret. So that's what we're calling them these days, huh?
I was hoping they got married and like have kids now. So, like that was their story.
That would be a great way to have to tell a story. How'd you guys meet? Well, it's a secret.
This time in middle school.
And if he ever tells anyone, it's like the old story about the lady that marries the guy and she has a black lace around her neck. Have you ever heard that story? And she's like, I can't ever take it off. And one night he takes it off. And her head falls off and rolls a cry. I told you not to take off the things. Anyway, it'd be cool if they had a thing like that. Like that everything was great unless you told the story of the secret and then their marriage would disintegrate.
I did that once. I leaned over us in seventh grade and accidentally farted. And I was very shy, timid seventh grader. And everybody scattered, like they moved their desks and the whole room moved and the teacher joined in on the drama. And like,
really,
we had this really high up windows where you had to use a big giant long stick with a hook on it to like pull the windows open. She started pulling all the windows open.
No way.
Everybody made
it. You were so embarrassed. Did you cry?
Nearly.
Did you cry?
I would have.
I was a crier, dude.
I was too. I crapped my pants in second grade, and I cried.
Seventh
bad
or second?
Second.
Okay.
I wet my pants in kindergarten. I tried to keep anybody from knowing, but it was obvious.
It's all right. I peed on a couch when I was 16 at somebody's house, staying the night, and I flipped the cushion, dude.
I did that at 16 too. I peed my friend's bed, and then I flipped it and didn't tell anybody, but then the next time I stayed, I peed it again. So then I had to tell them that I peed and then went all the way through.
This isn't twice. This is just once.
This is pre-Whiz Waffle.
Oh. You know, did you know that if you go to our, not Slack, what is it? Discord server. A Whiz Waffle is one of our custom emotes. Emojis. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So iconic.
Yeah, man. You left a mark on something other than somebody's bed.
Mattress, yeah.
It's embarrassing. Yeah, when I was a kid, kids, it used to blow my mind that kids would fart on purpose just to get a laugh. That was so alien to me. I'm like, how could you survive that? You know, but they thought it was hilarious. And I'm the guy that's just trying to eke it out all slow and careful. Mm-hmm. And if it made even the tiniest noise, I held the rest in for dear life.
Yeah.
Like I could be, I don't think it's lighter than air, like methane, but if it were, I would have been floating around.
Mm.
Like that, Charlie the Chocolate Factory. Like somebody in Mary Poppins, I'd be on the ceiling having tea.
Stories keep popping in my head here, but this isn't me. This is a girl. I was in PE class and we were learning proper. This is middle school. We were learning proper push-up form. You know, when you first learn new push-ups, everybody wants to put their butt way up in the air and do kind of this like A-frame pose. And the teacher's going around and swatting everybody on the butt with their clipboard. She's a very manly woman named Mrs. George. Slapping her with her clipboard and like, butt down, hitting everybody. So there's this one girl who's very large and kind of like already the awkward gross girl I feel bad for. But, and she, her name is Buffy. The teacher walks by and swats her on the butt and her butt's way up in the air. So all the way down from the up in the air position to the perfectly straightened spine position. Everybody's dying, like, trying not to laugh, like, because it's the meanest teacher ever. It was amazing. It was a slow, like Ren and Stimpy style move, where like with the action she farted.
School is so terrible.
Oh man,
it's the worst. That is the worst.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Man. Well, that concludes our show for today. I know it went quick, didn't it?
It felt fast.
It did. Ethan, thanks so much. for being on
the
show.
Thanks for having me back. Miss you guys.
We'll have to beg you again sometime. This is our new time, so you know. It's a little.
If it works for you.
Send your stories to thatstoryshow@gmail.com. Yes, that is a new email address. thatstoryshow@gmail.com, or call them in at 2095-NL-CAST. thatstoryshow.com is the website. Follow us on Twitter at thatstoryshow. And yes, that is new as well. So quit following me and follow That Story Show. Review us on iTunes if that's how you found us, or wherever you found us. And if you want more great shows like this one, visit nlcast.com. Thanks to our patrons for their support. With special thanks to producers Jennifer Kennison, Carrie Wright, Zane Estrada, and James Spangler. Become a patron today at patreon.com/NLCast. Thanks to all of our listeners, our special guests, our wives for letting us record. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, gross, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, get blessed, because it'll make a great story for That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And if I don't see you, have a great Halloween.
Oh, good evening and good night.
Yeah, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. So hopefully we didn't offend anybody this week.
Oh, man, I hope not, too.
Because I offended someone somewhere in the world last week, and they sent me a letter. I'll have to tell you about it later.
I gotta hear about this.
Hey, folks, it's in card time again. I just wanted to remind you about our annual Halloween theme show. This year, it's being recorded Thursday, October 25th, 1 week from the date of this recording. And it is the theme show, so we want to cram as many of your stories in as possible. Halloween stories, stories of having the crap scared out of you, trick-or-treating, weird costumes, times you've gotten scared, weird stories from childhood, cute stories about your kids and their costumes, anything creepy that you've seen or experienced. Email such things, both audio and textual, to thatstoryshow@gmail.com with the phrase 2018 Halloween theme show in the subject line. Thanks. Also wanted to let you know that we're on Spotify. So if you know what that is and you're on there, we're on there. Woohoo!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.